My name is Chike Evans, and you are watching the YouTube show with Dave Benson.
Welcome to the YouTube show, Madness on Demand. Waves of laughter, tears, and chaos at your hand. Lost inside the streams where dreams expand. Welcome to the YouTube show, can't understand.
All right, joining me today is a dynamic force in the world of media and entertainment. As a creator and host of his acclaimed series on YouTube, he is engaged in insightful dialogues with a diverse array of artists, entrepreneurs, and cultural icons. Beyond hosting, he is a multifaceted talent, an actor, filmmaker, producer, and writer. He's also a co-host of The Stephen Knight Show and contributes as staff writer for platforms like Philly Soul and Own Ambassador. His commitment to storytelling and community engagement shines through in all his endeavors. Please give a big warm welcome to the one and only Chike Evans. Chike, welcome. How are you doing?
Dave, I don't think I've ever had such a great introduction in my entire life. You did a wonderful job. I appreciate it.
Now, Chico, I want to kick off. You live in Philly, right?
Philly, yes. I'm in South Jersey, which is maybe 13 miles away from Philadelphia.
Okay, all right. So I thought you were in Philly. And the reason I was saying that is because, believe it or not, I lived in Philly for a period of time, for back in the early 2000s. And my question to you is about the best cheesesteak. I mean, we've got to like get this straight down.
So I'm going to get in a lot of trouble by saying this, but Philly cheesesteaks are like great, but some of the better ones are in South Jersey. I'm just going to say. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Chike, you can't say that.
Yeah. We can have a whole debate about it, but for a number of reasons, I prefer the ones in South Jersey better. If you have to put Cheese Whiz on a cheesesteak, it's no bueno.
And when I was last in Philly, I went to Pat's, and I thought I was doing the right thing by having two cheesesteaks. I thought this is a wise idea. That Cheese Whiz is not made for the human body. That is all I will say. Never do
That's
that.
Right.
Instant regret. Let's kick off with your work. So, entertainer, entrepreneur, filmmaker, writer, producer, media host. Is there anything you're not doing at the minute?
Well, one thing you did not mention, I also am a medical professional. I am an anesthesia technologist, and I work in the healthcare field as well. So, yeah.
Wow.
All of that.
What's an anesthesia technologist do?
So basically, we work alongside the anesthesiologist to ensure patient safety. And I'm more inept with the equipment as opposed to the biological and clinical. I do save lives. I do, you know, CPR compressions and all that. But I'm more on the mechanical, technical part of it.
Oh, so
yeah.
So where's your passion? Where do your dreams lie? Because you've got so many things going on right there.
Well, the anesthesiology pays the bills, and the passion is, you know, all the art.
Yeah.
I honestly feel like in my life, my quest to follow my passion was a little late. And so when I found it, you know, I attacked it with vigor. So here I am now as Chike Evans on the entertainment media side.
So, I mean, that's an interesting topic, and that's a very something I can relate to quite well. Was it that the opportunities weren't around when you were growing up to be able to get into your passions as much? So it took you down a different path, and now with the likes of YouTube and social media, you've been able to say, hey, I'm going to make a change and I can do that, or was it something else?
So early on, I've always had a passion for the arts. I started out as a professional dancer. I used to dance for 80s hip hop groups. I used to travel around. And yeah, I was one of the backup dancers on stage. And it took me on the road. I got to meet some wonderful people. But, you know, college happened. Real life happened. You know, I was raised by strict parents. You know, you have to get an education if you want to be, you know, something in this life. And so I took a path that I thought would be more practical for me, something where I could earn a living consistently, have health care, you know, all that stuff. So I took that road. But the entertainment part kept calling me. And I would jump in and jump out, I wrote here and there, but nothing really serious. And I think at the age, I think I was 35, I went on an audition, and I've never been on an audition before. And I did a really good job, and the lady asked me, would I commit to it? And then she says, she seen my age, and she says, "What made you wait so long?" And then my heart broke because I felt like, oh, it's too late for me. But then I stewed on that thought, and I stewed on that thought, and I was like, it's never too late. And I dug in, and I dug my heels in, and here I am today. Now it's Cheeky Evans.
And I love it. I'm
Because
so
I
glad you
honestly
did.
felt like I missed out on time. So I had to be aggressive about it. And so therefore, here I am.
Yeah, but you were realistic about it. You understood that you got to
Yes.
bring a paycheck in, and you've got to live, and then like you can follow your passions and dreams. I respect that.
Yeah.
So the acting was that the main dream? So you say the arts, was acting the main thing that you always wanted to do, or was it hip hop dancing?
Well, the dancing part kind of came naturally. That was just something that I've always, even as a little kid, I was dancing. I've done a lot of things. I've traveled with choral groups. We've won awards and, choral assemblies, and I've done acting. I was in plays and stuff. So I've always performed. The writing was something that I've always done. So I just decided to take all of my gifts and do something about them. The portal, though, was what you and I are doing. It was me doing a podcast. And the podcast allowed me to have different relationships. And you forge your relationships and you make alliances. And I would go on movie sets and interview actors and directors and producers. And one time I was on set and someone said, "Hey, we just created a scene. Can you get in there?" And so I did. And that kind of kicked the acting bug to where it is now. And I've been in four films thus far since that point. And so, this portal of podcast is what really set the fire.
It's a powerful portal these days to be able to like see different worlds, and like what I'm experiencing is meet so many cool different people that in my life I would never have spoken to. I absolutely love that.
Yeah.
You have some amazing guests on your podcast. Like Faith Evans. I was like, what's going on there? That's insane. And you guys know each other. It was quite clear.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we go way back to early on in her career. And again, it's a testament of taking advantage of the space that you're in and actually networking with people. We're living in an age where technology is sometimes a hindrance in the human quotient. And you're at concerts and you want to put up your phone and you want to film. It's fine to have the memory, but the realness is that connection that you make. And many a times I was on the side of a Faith Evans stage and she saw me and she noticed me. There was no phone in between. And so there was a connection. And then there would be other circles where we would meet and talk and, we budded a relationship.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
In one of your movies, I think it was Transition, you portrayed a radio personality and a disc jockey. Were you able to
Yes.
draw on real life experience for that role?
Well, so the actual scene that I filmed was basically a radio celebrity meet and greet, and I was actually introducing an artist and throwing out paraphernalia. I've done that working with independent music labels when they're promoting a new artist, and you go to a site and you promote the artist and you throw out merch like hats and shirts. So I've lived that already. So I kind of knew what that was. The radio disc jockey part, I didn't actually have to be in the radio station acting like a disc jockey. It was just the personal meet and greet of handing out merch, which I've done already. So it was something I already knew how to do.
That's so cool. And let's talk. So when did the podcast start, and what suddenly sparked in you to say, fuck it, I'm gonna give this a go and start a podcast, and this is the avenues I want to go down.
2010, I lost a relationship, I lost a job, and I was very ill, like close to death ill.
Oh, wow.
And at the end of that, well, getting well from the illness, that was like the third thing that happened. I was on unemployment, I wasn't working, and I needed something to do because I was depressed. I needed something to do. And a friend of mine asked me to take a trip. We were going to go to Atlanta, and I had no money. I wasn't in the mood to travel anywhere. I just wanted to lay in the bed and sulk and wallow in my sorrows. And my friend actually forced me to get up and to go out, and I went to Atlanta. And when I was in college, I met a gentleman by the name of Stephen Knight, and we remained friends through the years. And Stephen Knight had told me when I saw him, because he lives in Atlanta, I'm starting a podcast called The Stephen Knight Show. Listen to it, critique it, get back to me after you hear the first couple of episodes and let me know what you think. And I did just that, and I gave him my viewpoints, and he said, "Why don't you join the team?" I did, and that was the start of me going into podcasts. Me being on the Stephen Knight Show influenced me to actually start conversations with Chike Evans. And being on the Stephen Knight Show also opened up those initial doors for me to start doing other things. And like I said, I was very aggressive, so I hit the ground running. I was doing personal appearances. I was going to events in the name of the Stephen Knight Show because I also produced the show, and I was pulling in guests. So I would go to concerts. "Hey, I'm Chike from the Stephen Knight Show. Is it possible that I can get an interview with you? We're going to schedule it." And then I would have those people on the show. The Stephen Knight Show is a two-time award-winning podcast. We're very proud of that. It's been ex in existence for 14 years. And I'm very thankful to have had that platform because, again, that opened up the door for so much more.
Yeah, and how do you pick your guests for your show these days? What's the avenue you look at and say, "Oh, I think that's the right person"?
I ask, and it's whatever inspires me. So it could be anyone, because you're going to be on my show as well, too. You inspire me. So it's just a matter of asking. I reach out, people say no, people say yes. Some people say I don't know, and then they check me out, and then they see what I'm all about, and then they come back and they say yes. But for the most part, it's been all positive. I don't have anything negative to say.
I feel, and who's been your favorite to date? Who's the best guest that you've had on? And that's not to say any of the others are bad. Who's your favorite, like?
So I won't give you a favorite, but I will tell you a type. The
Okay.
type of my favorite guest are the ones that I catch on their rise up.
Right.
And it's something about an artist or an entrepreneur that inspires me, which makes me want to have them on the show. And then I say maybe 5 to 10 years' time, they've grown like 10 times exponentially greater than what they were when I had them on the show. But that relationship is already formed. And I just love to see people grow that way. And they always remember me for offering a platform.
Yeah, that's fair enough. And you've got an upcoming movie coming out, Providence. Can you tell us about that?
Well, Providence is a crime drama. And as of right now, and I can't tell you when we're coming out because we're still in post-production, there's a lot of things that we're going to do because as of to date, this will probably be the biggest film that I've done and been a part of the production team. My friend Linnea Love, it was her vision. I'm always in movies with her. We were always, throwing back ideas of artistry. And so I'm close to her, very close to her. And yeah, she's putting all the nuts and bolts, the final nuts and bolts on it to get it for production to be to the masses.
Nice. And what did you do in that one? What was your character?
So my character, see, it's part of a like a little what can I call it? A twist. And I don't
Yeah.
want to give too much, but it's a case of mistaken identity.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. And it's a decent role. It's like talking and you're not just bodybuilder number six.
No, it's talking, it's interaction. It's a little violence too.
Oh wow. Oh, so you're gonna you look at that, like you're a karate expert.
You have to watch and see.
Damn it. I'll keep going. So what else have you got coming up? Are you working on any other projects?
So as of right now, I'm just working on conversations with Chike Evans. I have an upcoming interview with Mr. Rufus Black. If you don't know Mr. Rufus Black's name, you might want to Google him. He has been the writer of some of the most influential songs in American music. He was also a huge hip hop star in the early 90s. And I just want to catch up with him because actually in my Faith Evans interview, him and Faith are actually friends. He came in my Faith Evans interview and I saw his name. So I was like, oh, I have to talk to him. So I reached out to him and he said yes. So he'll be my next guest. It'll probably be next Friday, I think.
Have you ever thought about doing a live show? Like, I mean, not live on the channel, but live and on a stage or something such as?
So maybe not like in the format of like what you do with an audience and all that stuff. So there's something similar in the works coming up, but that's not a Conversations with Chike Evans. It's more of an empowerment symposium. So we'll be talking about the influence of the mind over success of life, but like in a forum. So there's going to be an audience. I'll be one of the moderators on stage. It won't necessarily be a talk show, but we will be immersed in conversation.
Awesome. Well, at some stage, the YouTube show is going to absolutely be coming to do a live show in the States, and it would be wonderful to do some collaboration with you when I'm over.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Whole lot of fun. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been an absolute pleasure to catch up with Chike today. All of his details can be found right here below. Please click on the links and subscribe to Conversations with Chike Evans. We'll be back right after these messages.